This is from the old school, new school.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Current Issues. I'm your host, Bishan Tilawi. We're coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our website is www.republicbroadcasting.org. Our phone number is 800-313-9443 for those of you who would like to be part of the program. Well, today, ladies and gentlemen, we will talk about London, what happened in London, the brutal killing of an off-duty soldier by a couple of guys who shouted Allahu Akbar to say that they have done it because they're Muslims. And, of course, the aftermath of what happened, how the media carried it, and what the government is trying to actually put the blame on people and clergymen, Muslim clergymen in the UK, and the influence that they have on people going berserk and do such a horrible crime. Well, reports say that this guy who actually committed this 6 months ago came back from Kenya. I guess he's of a Kenyan origin. He is a Brit of a Kenyan origin. And supposedly he was arrested there and he was sexually abused while he was in jail over there. And he was very upset with the Kenyans' security forces. But again, when he came to the UK, when he came back to the UK, he was actually recruited by MI5. He refused. That is the equivalent of our CIA. He refused. But now we have the government is actually in the UK wanting to do something about this and to do something about the way Muslim clergymen teach Islam. As if the problem is these Muslims and as if the problem is Islam. Well, we're going to dig deeper into this issue of can someone really be influenced by Islam and commit that kind of murder, that kind of horrible, horrible crime in the name of a religion? And does the religion condone such killing? We're going to take a look at that, and when we come back, and we'll see.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Current Issues, the radio show. Coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our phone number is 800-313-9443. We welcome your phone calls. All phone lines are open. If you would like to be part of the discussion on what took place in London, the killing, the brutal killing, the horrendous crime of two insane, but no one said anything about, was this guy insane? No. Who is he? Why did he do it? No. Except his name sounds that he's an African, and from Kenya, or actually he's a British from Kenyan origin. He was arrested in Kenya, and he had some problems in jail where he was, I guess, sexually abused. Came back to the UK. Apparently, he was worth something because the MI5 tried to recruit him, and according to one of his friends, that he refused. This was 6 months ago. So, for MI5, which is the equivalent of CIA, to actually wanting to recruit this guy, then he was involved with something that the security service in England, MI5, found to be useful. And we don't know if he actually did or not, or why he did it. We don't care why he did it. What we care about is in the aftermath, we have seen calls, basically, that wants Muslims to stop practicing their religion. Because somehow the Muslim religion is actually influencing these crazy people to do what they do. Well, let's take a look at that. Let's take a look at what is in the Muslim religion that tells you to go and kill somebody on the street of London or Boston or anywhere. And now David Cameron, the Prime Minister of England, wanting to put the squeeze on all mosques over there in England and make sure that they don't breach fundamentalism. You know, it's amazing with all the fundamentalists on the Christian and the Jewish side, and all the extremists and all the stuff that they do, the criminal acts that extremists, openly extremists, in the Jewish and the Christian camps, no one says anything about them. No one says that, hey, look, they are hateful and hate-mongering and warmongering because they are extremists in their religious teachings and in their religious influence. And in those two cases, they will tell you, this is why we are extremists, because God said so. And they will prove it to you from the Bible why they are extremists. And they will convince you that it's okay to kill millions of people and go around the world terrorizing these Muslims. So who is to blame? Who is to blame? Number one, the religion does not say anything about killing people who are not armed. As a matter of fact, it says if you are in a battle and the other guy drops his weapon down, you are to stop. In a battle. The religion says that killing one soul is like killing of all humanity. As if killing one soul as if you've killed everybody. Now that's what religion teaches. That's what Islam teaches. Now, is there crazies in Islam? Of course there are. Are there extremists? Of course, there are extremists in everything. There are stupid people out there who understands one thing different than everybody else. So let's assume, which is not true, because the religion itself actually prohibits killings as such as what took place in the streets of London. It is against the teachings of Islam to kill an unarmed person, even if he was a soldier. Even if he was a soldier in battle, you cannot kill him. Now that's what the religion teaches openly. So if a guy goes crazy and he did what he did, and supposedly just because he's Muslim, then the whole religion is accused of being murderous religion. Then every Muslim on the planet is accused of being criminal. Let's go to the phones with Fred in California on line one. Fred, welcome to the program.
I want to thank you very much for taking my call. And as a Vietnam veteran, I got drafted in 68 and out of a company of 135 in the course of 14 months, we lost over 55 and probably eight times that were medevaced out. We were up in the Iron Triangle. Now, when I saw this situation start the other day with this, my condolences first to the English family, that the parents and all the people that knew him, and the Frenchmen too. I think what's happening here is, let's just don't confuse this with religion. I think what people need to walk away from here, all around the world, especially here in the United States, is to ask yourself this one question that I asked myself in my first firefight. And I was on an M60, and the name of the game is you find the machine gunners first, and they found us, and they hit us with everything and knocked us back into this crater. And I turned to my friend and said, geez, this guy's trying to kill me. And then my second question in my head was, why are we killing him? And I will tell you, as a Vietnam vet who at 19 was very innocent and naive, and I did what my parents would teach me, all the good moral things. And I'll tell you this. We were the Nazis in Vietnam, and we're in the Nazis in the Mideast right now. And all you U.S. citizens out there on this Memorial Day need to ask yourself, and this gentleman that killed this Englishman made his statement very clear, and this is called blowback. It has nothing to do with religion. Let's just forget about that. But what this country has done in the course of 30 years in South America, in Vietnam, Libya, Iraq, Afghanistan, is horrible. And believe you me, I walked away from Vietnam loving the Vietnamese people. They were such a courageous people, and they fought very hard. And if it hadn't been for the sheer firepower that we had over there in Vietnam, I wouldn't be here. But it's a wake-up call. You citizens out there in this country have got to ask yourself, who is running your country? And it's not our government. It's not the president. Not Congress. It's the wealthy 1%. And we do not change and do not believe in a republic anymore. We've been taken over by the 1% to control Congress, to control the military, and to control our national security.
Very good, Fred. Thank you. Well, the majority of your what you had to say actually came out towards the end there. We lost sound. It was cutting in and out. But I think Fred said it right. And that was my second point in the program, that when something like this happens, it's like we don't know why it happened. We don't know why this horrible man killed this soldier. Now, regardless if he did it because he's a Muslim, or regardless if he did it because of, but think about what Fred just said. You know, England is involved in all of these countries with wars that both England, the United States, and basically Europe were ordered by the powers that be to undertake for the benefits of those in power. When we come back, we'll go back to the phones with more of your phone calls. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Current Issues, the radio show. We come into you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our website is republicbroadcasting.org, and our phone number is 800-313-9443. So the second point, just very quickly, that if England was not involved in all of these wars and killing all of these people, it would not be going through what it's going through now. But let's make sure that in Islam, you are responsible for your own actions. Not the whole city, not the whole village, not the whole state, and not the whole nation. You did something, you are responsible. But only when it comes to Muslims, even if a Muslim steals a loaf of bread, then the whole religion is condemned. That's the craziness of this whole thing. And that's the point that we want to make, that Islam does not condone this kind of killing. On the contrary, Islam prohibits this kind of killings. Let's go to Werner in Canada on line two. Werner.
Good afternoon, Dr. Shilavi.
Yes, sir.
I'm always flabbergasted and amazed at the hypocrisy from the so-called Western powers and those control freaks. How do they dare to put themselves up in judgment about the Islamic people who has done the slaughtering of millions and just only about the last couple decades in the Islamic countries? And it should be held, you know, to the credit of the Islamic people that they are not fighting back in a more vicious and virulent way.
Yes, I agree. I agree with you.
And who started it out? You know, it started out with a crusade. Those that called themselves Christians, the Christian establishment, and what kind of a devastating human crime spree did they leave behind over the last 1,000 years, all around the world?
Well,
and at the forefront, some of the big colonial empires of Europe, plus the institutionalized church in Europe, and the main one is the Catholic Church. They didn't slaughter only their own people. They committed horrendous crimes in the countries where the nations colonized the population and caused Holocaust all around over the last few centuries. And they put up themselves as the judges and the guardians of moral and justice and human rights. Shame on them.
Yes, thank you.
Anybody who is so brain dead, who is buying all the lies and joins the military in order to continue this chain of murder around the world, if they come back with their tail between their legs, they deserve exactly. They get exactly what they deserve.
Yes, I appreciate it. Thanks for the call. Well, you know, I know one thing, that even though that man was a soldier and a gunner, he was not on the battlefield. And any Muslim will tell you that it is elementary. It's elementary education of when you should resort to taking the life of somebody else. Number one is to defend yourself. To defend your property if you are attacked, if you are at war. You know, you're not going to sit there and say, oh, I'm not going to kill this guy who's coming towards me with a gun. But you cannot go on the streets and ambush people like that. Because that guy did not have any chance of actually defending himself. That is being coward. So, the religion, it did not teach them that. Just as the religion did not teach the Boston bombers. So, let's just make things clear that the religion, Islam, does not teach people to kill. Just like, you know, when we say guns don't kill, people do. The same thing. Religion don't kill, people do. But you can see how the media treats these stories when it's a Muslim involved. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So, you know, for the last 10 years, England and the United States have been going out of its way to engage people in their own countries in war. You know, we're still killing in Afghanistan. The United States, England, still there. So, I mean, are you surprised that every once in a while something like this happens? And then all of a sudden we say that, oh, why is it happening? So we kill these people for 10 years, bombing the heck out of them, bombing the heck out of their weddings, bombing the heck out of their schools, bombing the heck out of their worship places. And then when one of them slips through the cracks, it's like we are shocked. No, this has nothing to do with religion. It just happened. Or happens that those that England and the United States are killing, they happen to be Muslims. So if it's going to be any retaliation from individuals, well, but this has nothing to do with them being Muslims, but has a lot to do with their friends, relatives, being killed. So, they could be unbelievers in anything. And by the way, you know, thanks to the Pope, he said that unbelievers will be redeemed. So, there's good news for unbelievers, atheists. He said that atheists will be redeemed. So, that's good. You know, you don't have to believe in God, but you will be redeemed. So, that's the, okay. I'm getting messages from people who are trying to call saying that no one's picking up the call. So just keep calling. The it's probably busy. Just keep calling, keep trying, and we will put you on the air. So what David Cameron said he wants to do, he wants to actually put pressure on clergymen and their mosques on what they teach that makes these people do. No, that has nothing to do with teachings. I believe what David Cameron and the rest of them need to do is find a way to end this craziness that has been out there for the last 10 years. That's what we need to do. That's what we need to do. We need to stop that so this will stop. And if this was organized, we will see bombs going all over the place every day or every week. Not every 2-3 years some crazy guy does something. Let's go to Chuck in Texas on line one. Chuck.
How you doing, Doctor? Good to talk to you again. It's been a long time. First, I got an admission to make. I argued with you the first time I called in a couple of years ago, seems like now. Okay. And I, mea culpa, you are absolutely right. It takes a long time to come to realization just how evil your nation is. But you know, isn't it strange that every time there's any kind of incident like this, there's always a tie back to MI whatever or CIA.
Exactly.
FBI, every time.
Yes, and you're right. Every time there is a tie, a bond of some sort to a Secret Service agency, yes.
And this is what concerns me, is that because of that, that every one of these is leading up to an eventuality that will be to the advantage, you know, of the powers that be, which really I consider Israel, because this seems to be wagging the American dog. And so we're headed for some really bad stuff, and I don't know how the American people are going to fall, but I don't understand, as like you, how we've had less violence from the quote, the Muslims, considering the atrocities that we have been committing.
Well, because they're not doing it. Because in all cases, you know, all the cases right here in the United States, the ones that went through, you know, like the bombings of the Twin Tower in 93, all these, and even the Boston bombings, all of them, and 9/11, all of them had links to either the Mossad, the CIA, MI5, or the French, or all of these organizations put together. Which is, I mean, it's very simple. They want people in the UK and in the United States to stay on board with these nonsense wars, basically for Israel.
Absolutely. What a great show.
Thanks, Chuck. Appreciate it. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
You know, it is correct. It is correct. You know, every one of them had a link to either the CIA, the FBI, MI5, every one of them, including this one. But no one is saying why he did it. No one is saying what kind of influence. Yeah, of course, he said why he did it, etc., etc. But, I mean, are we surprised? Do you know how many people, you know, it's like we expect that everybody should be on our side. Why? you know, there are people, most of these people that we're killing all over the world, you know, if it's not their relatives, their brothers and sisters, their, they are of the same religion. We put ourselves in this war against the Muslim people. Not that they did anything to us as Americans or as British Europeans. It is Europe and the United States that was actually used to kill these people for somebody else. You know, look at what's going on in the Middle East. Now, we talked about this way before. Now, if you've been following this program, you know we have talked about strategy for Israel in the 1980s, which was written way before 9/11, way before this latest Arab Spring BS that's going on. Way before that, we did talk about strategy for Israel in the 1980s, which basically talked about dividing these Arab countries that were already divided, but I guess they were a little bit too big for Israel. So what Israel wanted to do, and it did say that, the document was translated into English by Israel Shahak, the Israeli left wing or peace movement. He died now, but Israel Shahak was a professor, I believe, of history, if I'm not mistaken, and or probably art. And what he did is he translated this strategy for Israel in the 1980s, and it said, we're going to take Iraq, chop it up into three or four pieces. We're going to take Syria, chop it up into three or four pieces. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. That was in the 1980s. Then in 1996, we have these Zionists who became later running the United States. We call them the neocons, like Paul Wolfowitz, Douglas Feith, et al. They have came up with a document called the Clean Break document that most of you know about. And that document, basically, it was the implementation of the previous document, the strategy for Israel in the 1980s. The first one was the plan. The second one was how to implement it. And the third one that they were able to actually write in 2000 when they became in power under the first Bush administration, that's George W. Bush, they came up with PNAC, Project for the New American Century. And the Project for the New American Century was the formula and the trigger that actually to accomplish the clean break and to accomplish the strategy for Israel in the 1980s, which is the Project for a New American Century, the Bush Doctrine, which is preemptive strikes to go and kill and destroy countries if we think, not we have information, but if we think they're thinking of harming us, then we're going to go and destroy it, just like we went and destroyed Iraq. Now, really, that's not why we destroyed Iraq, because Iraq was actually trying to harm us. No. We destroyed Iraq because that's what they said in 1996 in the Clean Break document. They said the removal of the regime of Saddam Hussein is an Israeli objective in its own right. That's what they said. Now, why? Because they knew by removing the Saddam regime, destroying Iraq, it will send that whole area into a tailspin that will not come out of until the first document is actually accomplished, which is the strategy for Israel in the 1980s, which said we are going to divide destroy all these Arab countries into a smaller, manageable countries, smaller countries that are at odds with each other, that are at war with each other. Well, guess what is going on in Iraq? You have the Kurds against the Sunnis against the Shiites against the Kurds, and everybody else is about to go at it. What is going on in Lebanon? What's going on in Syria? The war in Syria? That is the clean break, the PNAC, the strategy for Israel in the 1980s. That is the implementation of all these three documents that we on this station have talked about way before this Arab Spring and the division. We've talked about this before we even went to war against Iraq. We've talked about this. We've talked about the 1996. We've talked about PNAC. We've talked about strategy for Israel in the 1980s before we went and attacked Iraq in 2003. We have been actually talking about this way before. Okay, let's go to Bangkok with Khan on line one from Bangkok. Khan, welcome to the program.
Hello, assalamu alaikum, brother Hisham.
Come salam. Welcome to the program. Go ahead, sir.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. I'm sorry, my mic today is not well, right? I think you cannot hear me well.
No, we can hear you fine. Thank you.
Okay. So actually that I just not say much more here. Only one thing that I listen case about the England, the soldiers, as you talking, right? So I would like to add only one thing. Whatever happened for a reason. So you must be like give respect to all humans, not like Western is a A class and your Asian is a B class. When you rid of this thing, I think everything gonna smooth. And number two, I think the people cannot forget about the World War One and Two. To be honest, you know, hello.
Yeah, I'm here.
To be honest, I think if you remember me right before 4 years, 5 years, even I'm little bit loss of memory. That. My grandparents, right, that's in a partition India and Pakistan. What did they wrong? Just they migrate from India to Pakistan because they need a separation, right? Because of what? Because of colonialism, because of this England, right? And today they want to be like a peaceful justice and teaching people about the humanity, about the peace and about this. So you must be realize one thing. Whatever you today doing, you sooner or later it will return to you simply. Fear Allah, fear God, what you believe, right? I don't need to say much more, only this thing, I think, enough. And then next time I will continue.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you very
much. Appreciate it. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Florida with Alex on line two. Alex, welcome to the program.
Hello. Thank you for accepting my call.
Yes, sir.
I had a caller a while ago call saying it's going to be, the next one's going to be real bad, or one of them will be. And what's so sad is that Israel could do something like put a dirty bomb somewhere and say it's the Muslims again, and basically it's the same thing. It'll just pass through the water just like everything else. We don't need to investigate it. We don't need to study it. That's who it is. I don't know what we're going to do about it. I think we as citizens need to have video cameras on our cars and our houses everywhere. So we can gather our own evidence.
Well, you know, as citizens, we are at the mercy of the media. And the media, I'm not talking about just the news media. I'm talking about, because not everyone listens to the news. You know, they like to go and watch like sitcoms and watch programs, you know, other entertaining
sports,
programs.
Sports.
But they are being fed the same garbage that we are fed through the news. They are being fed on whatever. In sports, it's the same idea. It doesn't matter what they watch in entertainment, in Hollywood, in the media. And when I say media, I mean all of it, the movies, the music, everything.
Yeah.
It is the same. So it's hard for us as citizens to actually receive the right information and the true information to know that this is nothing but a conspiracy by the people in power to actually use us and use our people for their own benefit, to go and kill somebody else for the benefits of those in power. Thanks a lot, Alex.
Hey, sir.
Go ahead.
I will say that in the name, basically, my interpretation of it is in the name of God, our God, my God, Jesus, George W. Bush supposedly went to war with Iraq. So there are people that use religion and hate.
Yes. Thank you, Alex. Appreciate it. We will be right back to wrap up.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Current Issues, the radio show. We're coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our phone number is 800-313-9443. You know, the last caller, Alex from Florida, he said that George Bush told him, and that's true. When George Bush went to war against Iraq, he said God told him to do it. He said God told him to go, and he used some biblical terms, evildoers. So God told him to go, and he was talking about Saddam Hussein. So he's an evildoer, and he and the talking heads at that time, I can still see them on the television screens saying evildoers, and Saddam Hussein is an evildoer. And God told George Bush to go and destroy him because he's an evildoer. Now, isn't that extremism? Isn't that fanatics? Isn't that the influence of a religion? Which I really doubt if George Bush is even religious, and if George Bush would do something like that because God had actually asked him to do it. Now, because God would have told George Bush to do a lot of things that George Bush should have done. But I can't see why God would go and tell George Bush to go and kill a million Iraqis who were not doing anything. Were all these people who died in Iraq, they were all evildoers? All these children who were killed in their homes when a 500-pound bomb leveled their apartment buildings? All of these people who died, all of these people who were made homeless, all of those were evildoers? Well, I don't think so. And I don't think God is going to come and talk to George Bush. So, let's not go. Because what George Bush has done in the name of religion, but no one says anything about it. No one says, oh, George Bush did it because God told him. And he said that. He said that. But no, it's only fanatics and extremists and terrorists. When someone does it and his name is a Muslim name, then the whole religion, every Muslim is accused of being a terrorist. Every Muslim is accused, you know. So what do you do? Just don't be a Muslim? Is that what they want people to do? So now anyone who's going to go to a mosque is going to be considered religious? And if you are religious, that means you are capable of becoming a terrorist? Because that's where these governments, you know, when David Cameron says that he is going to get on with all these imams and clergymen to change the tone, I mean, come on. Anyway, that's all we have for you this week. We will see you next week. Happy Memorial Day, everyone, and we will see you same place, same time next Sunday. Go do the right thing.